It was, the old wives said, the devil coming for his soul. What Oliver Cromwell left behind was not a workable political system, but a vision. Now, he may have been an angry, ruthless, overbearing man, perhaps even a manic depressive. But that vision was something of startling sweetness, a sighting of Jerusalem, a place where everyone would be free to receive Christ in their own way, provided that they did not disturb the peace and conscience of anybody else. After all his marches and slaughters and fits of table-pounding, red-faced fury, what it turned out Oliver Cromwell wanted for everyone was a quiet life.
But Catholics were excluded from this vision because for Cromwell, as for the country at large, Catholicism meant tyranny. The Protector may have left the country safe from despots, but not from anarchy. And after his death, it returned with a vengeance. Power swinging between the soldiers and the politicians, sleepless nights, the nagging questions from 10 years before.
Who will keep us safe? Who do we obey? Where do we find a sovereign to protect us? It took another hard-headed soldier to see the only way to restore order. General George Monk had been a royalist in the Civil War and a Cromwellian when it seemed that only the Protector could keep the peace. Now he realized that with the Lord Protector gone, there was only one person who could take his place. That was a new king.